The inspector August Lundeberg and his employees. 3 minutes. This is year 1832. Like I just said, there is a constant stream of people coming and going. During summer, sometimes a leader from Dalarna, Simon's Anders Ersson from Mora, he brings his group of men. Strong men for hard work, like building foundations, tree cuttings, and cleaning of waters and streams. In the attic of the brewery, you still can see their names on the logs. Summertime, it is cool and pleasant there. Walking all the way from Dalarna down to the manors along the coast gives them time to reflect and develop new ideas to realize during winter. Also, the soldier Johan Tillman and his friends from Hedesunda come here to improve their economy, but also to give new impressions and knowledge. I make an effort to have unimpeachable bookkeeping that can be of interest even for you in the future. For example, the tailor Joan Björkgren work for Mr. Strömbäck. Some mendings, for instance, turned a coat. That sounds strange, but material is more expensive than labor. An experienced tailor can hide the torn parts and make use of the better ones. A year later, Mr. Strömbäck needs a pair of trousers, still a coat, and to repair. All for the modest price of 9 riksdaler. Mr. Strömbäck is called a writer and obviously has a poor economy on his part-time employment at Macmira. He has chosen to have his salary in tailoring, new shoes and boots. The farmers are self-sufficient in food, but the workers at the brook could choose that they wanted in cash or in kind. Even so, often it was difficult to make ends meet. Sometimes you were in debt to the brook, and sometimes you used the brook as a savings bank for rainy days. Ah, good morning, Mr. Bolin. He's a mason. Good it I got to see you. I have a question concerning the stone steps for the new pavilion in the park. Did we really agree upon that sum? If you have time, I would like you to come into the comptoir so we can talk. As you see, I have a number of things to handle. And in the comptoir, my Mr. Hedman, the shoemaker, waits for me. He has pegged down my boots. Good day to you, and I hope that the rest of the day will be to your satisfaction. Goodbye.